Good morning. 609 Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid?
It is the Plan B Morning Show. Friday morning. So I'm trying to get all... It's another one of those weeks because we're prepping. Like, Hunter and I weren't supposed to be on air together this week, so now I got to prep for next week, and I'm going to be honest, I'll probably be a little distracted today, so if I forget something or I say something stupid, more than usual, I guess I should lead with that.
Just if you say something stupid, that's every morning.
That's every morning. That's inevitable. Right. I guess I'll leave that part out. But anyway, I'm going to try not to get too distracted during the morning show here as I plan on working ahead for next week. Anyway, I digress.
Which is impossible. A fly will buzz by your... Oh.
How dare you?
There you go.
How dare you?
There goes your attention. Moody going to walk by the studio. There goes a half hour.
Well, I mean, you got to talk to Pat, though. I mean, it's true. And then his mustache comes by like 10 minutes later with a cup of coffee, yeah. And it's like, all right. I just saw Pat go by. Go get caught up with a mustache, Pat Moody's mustache. I tell you what we do got right now. It's time for your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Is that what Pat's mustache sounds like?
Pat Moody. How does he keep that thing so straight? How do you get such a straight? It's like, I don't know. You have to comb it for 40 years to get it to go that way.
It's a fake mustache. That's how it's
perfect. It does. It's like one of those fake ones too.
He's got a mustache. He's got a mustache guy that he goes to.
God, that line is so tight on the top of his lip, dude.
That's a fake mustache. All right. Enough about Pat's. Enough of Pat's mustache. I'm getting turned on here. Well, a person in Saskatchewan, Canada, was out mowing on Tuesday evening when they caught a couple having sex on the lawn. It's unclear what she said, but it's safe to assume the person mowing asked the couple to stop. You know, like, hey, I'm trying to mow. Could you stop having sex on my lawn? Instead of stopping, they got angry about being interrupted and started throwing rocks at the person.
Wow.
The cops were called, but it sounds like the couple was gone by the time they arrived because the police say the case is under investigation. For the record, there's no word on the ages of these people, so it could have been some old people. Yeah, it could have been a couple.
22. Huh?
Yeah, but you know, look. Okay.
Go ahead. The more I think about this, you know, the more I go in life, Brock. The more I look at these situations and I think, you know what? I'd probably just let them do their thing. Give them a strike. You know, two times. All right, I got to call the cops.
Yeah.
Dude, finish your stuff. Beat it.
Get out of here. Not me. I would have turned the hose on him, man. That would have been, I would have.
The hose.
I would have just right on him. That or just get the mower right up on him. They ain't going to hang out. You chase them with the lawnmower. You know what I mean?
You know, what if that was you? What if you're trying to get a little, and you didn't have any available spots, and you just, you know, you had to go there.
No.
Now you got some guy, grumpy old dude, chasing you with a lawnmower.
Because if we just continue to allow this, all right, if we continue just to allow people to whip out their privates in public and start going at it, that's when society crumbles, okay? We need to nip this in the bud, man, all right? So if anyone's having sex on your lawn while you're mowing, just get that mower right. Hey, look, if they lose a toe, it's their own fault, okay? It's their own fault. If something gets caught up in that mower blade, they got no one to blame but themselves, all right?
I don't know. I think I just tell them to put it in rabbit mode. Come on. Put it in rabbit mode and get out of here.
Here's what you do is you just start taking your clothes off. Pick. Oh, all right. I didn't know this was happening. But you might find yourself then in a situation, because more than likely people who are okay with doing it in some random person's lawn in broad daylight will probably be okay with a third party entering for a little enjoyment.
So, you jump right in the middle.
Middle. Here we go, folks. I'm ready to go. Sorry, I'm a little sweaty from mowing the lawn, but that's okay. Looks like you guys are sweated up too. Just go have sex in your house, for God's sakes, people.
What if they don't have one? You know,
it's just some hobos out there doing
Maybe
it.
Maybe it's just some hobos, you know.
Then you definitely turn the hose on them, okay? That's what you do. All right, that's your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.